The Office of Special Counsel is one of several small agencies that made big leaps in employee engagement on this year's Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey. OPM reached an engagement score of 73%, up from 61% in 2015. More OSC employees also took the survey this year. Ann Wagner is the Associate Special Counsel at OSC. She tells Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco to what the agency attributes the 12% boost in this year's FEVS results. You'll also hear from OSC Communications Director Nick Schwellenbach.
We think that there are a number of factors that have resulted in the improved FEVS results for this year, which we're very happy about. The first, I think, is generally speaking for federal employees in the Washington, D.C. area in particular, the climate has changed. I think we've come out of the sequestration era and the furlough threats and the risks associated with that. And so I think that the sort of the stabilized climate generally has contributed to it. We also had a substantial increase in the participation rate. It went from 61% last year to 92% this year. So we think that this year's results capture a truer picture of employee engagement at OSC. But mostly, I think that the results can be attributed to the fact that the special counsel, Carolyn Lerner, made it a priority to ensure that employees understood that their concerns were important to her and that she wanted to hear about them and that she was willing to listen and to act upon them. And I think that confidence in the process of providing feedback and seeing change happen in real time, I think, contributed to the improvement in the results.
What did you all do to really boost that participation rate? Were there just more reminders that the survey existed and that you wanted them to take it? How did that work?
We did a number of things along those lines. We made sure that there was constant communication going out throughout the agency. We made sure that Carolyn, again, to reemphasize how much Carolyn wanted to hear back from people, that this was a very important priority for her. We emphasized that with the managers as well, to constantly reiterate with them that it was important for them to talk to the employees within each unit to ensure the maximum participation. Because honestly, unless people participate, the leadership in the agency, can't really get a picture of what the, or an understanding of what the concerns are. So it was, I think, that message that was constantly being reiterated.
And were there specific areas that you wanted to focus on, based on maybe previous year's results or just kind of the overall, feeling that you got within the agency? Were there specific areas that you really kind of wanted to tackle within the past year?
Not specifically. I think that the process that we specifically undertook with regard to the previous year's results was to form a working group at Carolyn's request. It was representative of, all the sectors within the agency. It was a fairly large group, but it functioned quite well. It was 17 people. We took a deeper dive into the results from 2015. And identified perhaps a number of areas that might need further looking into. And we undertook a process, a fairly extensive process, of then fanning out and interviewing all employees as much as possible. We provided an opportunity for anonymous feedback. We also did an anonymous survey to explore questions around the leadership throughout the agency and where we could be doing things better. So I think that process, it didn't really specify one particular area, but I think in the course of that process, we sort of got a really full picture of where improvement could be had. And we came up, and it was important for us also to come up with very concrete recommendations for improvement so that it didn't seem, sort of vague and unobtainable.
Can you name an example or two of maybe some of those recommendations or some of those specific areas that you noticed that you might want to devote some more attention?
Yes. One of the themes I think that came out was that communication was an essential area where we could actually improve, and that if we improve communication throughout the agency, that it would, you know, really bring about change and improvement. And so we did that. I mean, and Nick should probably pipe in at this point because he is the agency's communications director, and I just have to say he did a really great job at really hearing what the feedback was, what employees had to say. And it wasn't just communication coming from the leadership, you know, out to employees. It was really a process of, you know, ensuring that everybody understood that communication is a two-way street, that we have to hear, you know, what employees say, but employees also have to be willing to tell us what, you know, what concerns them, what's of interest. We had a number of specific proposals. For example, there was a concern for and desire for a more structured mentoring program, which we've adopted. There was, I think, proposals around the idea of making the communication between our IT folks and the rest of the agency and the program areas in particular more effective and facilitated in effect. So we created a committee to, in essence, do that. They came up with some great proposals of, for example, you know, having early adopters of IT innovations and whatnot to kind of beta test, if you will, equipment and things like that. So that's just a couple. I mean, there were a number of specific proposals that were adopted by Carolyn at the recommendation of the working group that we've been kind of carrying out all year.
Nick, do you want to jump in here about the communication?
You know, as Ann mentioned, a key lesson was that communications has to be really embedded in your strategy of engaging the workforce. It can't just be seen as an adjunct that you tack on later or that you do as an afterthought. People want to be engaged at the front end so you can get their input. What do they even want in the first place? And you want their input so you also aren't giving them something they don't want that won't be effective in meeting their needs. And along the way, we issued progress reports and started to issue, you know, more constant communications from the leadership, you know, senior staff meeting notes, agency updates. People want to know about the status of our budget and our appropriations. So things like that, I think, have been very appreciated by the staff, and it begins a virtuous cycle of sorts because we start to get more feedback from the staff the more we tell them about what's going on with the agency as a whole. So I think we've just engaged, I think, in a more productive year of communication, and I think it's something we want to work on and continue improving.
You know, I know the OSC has a small number of employees, and from what it sounds, the agency is getting just more and more prohibited personnel cases and whistleblower cases and just more work that it has to deal with. So how do you balance those two things in sort of keeping up morale and keeping employees engaged? Does that factor in at all to what you've had to do, you know, within the past year or so?
Yes, I think so. I think we are getting something like 4,000 cases a year, and the unit that is responsible for reviewing and doing the threshold investigations in those cases, maybe 30 people or so. So the caseload is fairly high. But a couple of things, I think, have occurred to address that. First of all, I think the special counsel has done a great job in communicating with our congressional appropriators and whatnot with regard to the need for more resources to address the inflow of cases. So she was successful at that, and we were able to hire additional staff. So that really, I think, took the pressure of the extreme caseload that we had been sort of approaching off of the system.
Ann Wagner is Associate Special Counsel at the Office of Special Counsel, speaking with Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco. You also heard from OSC Communications Director Nick Schwellenbach. Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click Share with Friends.